Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In the league, it's next on the Daily Tip.
Welcome back on a Thursday. This is the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Dende, and for Jenks. In mere moments here on the show, we tell you who wins outright in the NFL this week. It sounds easy, and you're like, all right, so we are listening to the show, and they're going to give us one money line play? Well, we're playing Survivor, so it's a little different. It's a little more than that. And here's the thing. Like, we've already seen weeks of chaos in the NFL, so it sounds easy, but not so fast, my friend. We'll try to navigate the parody that is the NFL in a few minutes here on the show. All right, Den, so here's a story that you've been wanting to talk about, so I'm going to give you a platform to do it. The headline is, Kim Kardashian says four psychics swore that she would pass the bar when she's trying to become a lawyer, and she did not pass the bar. Hashtag relatable.
I mean, you know, you hate to see someone that has worked so hard, you know, come up short on their dreams. So I've been intrigued by this because when I heard that Kim Kardashian was studying any degree of law, I was perplexed. I was like, all right, you already have a lot of money. I don't know what you need to go do the law thing for. It's not like it's heavy on your heart, because if it was, you would have done it earlier. They had an avenue to do this early because Robert Kardashian was a big time lawyer, right? That's how part of the reason why this family is as famous as it is. So if it was really like on her heart to do the law stuff, you had an avenue when you were like 18 years old. You decided not to take it. You decided to do and partake in some other activities, and this is why we all know the Kardashian family, right? So that comeback story never really, you know, accumulated. So I saw this, and, you know, my wife has a law degree, and she has taken the bar exam. And I asked her, I was like, can Kim Kardashian pass the bar exam? And she said, only if she cheats. And I was like, well, that's fair. That's very honest. I appreciate the honesty there, sweetie. And I'm always for, like, trying new things. Like, there's some things that I want to, you know, achieve and accomplish outside of the realm of my current profession. So she wants to do that, sure. And then I read that she was using AI and ChatGPT to write things. And I'm like, all right, full stop here. Full stop. I am adamantly against, as someone that at one point was a writer, using ChatGPT for any way, shape, or form to help you write something, to help you accumulate a take, accumulate an opinion, anything like that. If you need to rely on a robot to come up with an idea, you're probably an idiot, which might meet the you know, wagon meeting the wheel here for Kim Kardashian. And then she went to psychics. I mean, are there people that walk among us, Chelsea, that actually believe that there are psychics that can adequately predict the future? I mean, sometimes I feel like Kim Kardashian is not a real person, and this is a great example of this. There's a psychic that I used to drive by all the time. And you know why I used to drive by it all the time? Because I would be driving on Route 50 in Northern Virginia and look over to my left and be like, huh, that's really weird that psychic is literally just a house on the highway. I probably wouldn't go to that if I was in need of some whatever. I don't know what psychics do outside of trying to predict the future. I feel like that's like their one job. Like they're the kickers of industry. You have one job. You're supposed to predict the future, and you can't do that very well. But I just don't understand why Kim Kardashian actually thought that the psychic thing was going to be correct. Does she not know that she's Kim Kardashian? Does she expect that she's going to walk in there and the psychics are going to be like, actually, Kim, you're not equipped for this. You're paying them an exorbitant amount of money. They're going to lie to you. They're going to be yes men or yes women. That's kind of the deal here. I was stunned by that. I was stunned that she was dumb enough to think they were telling her the truth.
See, I don't know if this is like a story that they tried to like insert into their reality show just to like, I don't know, mix it up. Because, like, do you really think, like, here's the thing for me is that usually the swath of people who are taking the bar exam and the swath of people who go to psychics doesn't feel like there's much overlap. Like, I doubt the rest of her classmates or whoever, you know, that she was taking the bar exam with were like, well, I gotta go see my psychic first. But I go back and forth when it comes to Kim Kardashian and, like, her ability to be a lawyer. Like, how much do you think is genetic and passed down? Because like that is her dad and he was a really good lawyer, you know, so mm-hmm. You would think, okay, if you believe in like any passing down of genetic traits, like maybe she would be good at it. But I think she is not putting the time into it that it probably takes. Like, it's not one of those things that you can half-ass, right? Where no. You hear people where their entire life is studying for the bar exam, and it's not one of those professions where you can be a nepo baby, you know, and be like, well, do you know who my dad is? It does not matter when you are a lawyer or a doctor. Like, isn't that like in Step Brothers where he's like, I'm going to go into the family business? It's like, no, you have to go to medical school. You can't just be a doctor.
I think that's 100% accurate, because I don't know how much those brains, you know, pass down to the ability to sit there and read 200 pages in a night. I don't watch the Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever the installment of the reality show is called nowadays. I'm going to guess there's not a lot of scenes where she's doing homework. Just a guess. If I'm just firing at the hip.
She probably doesn't have time. Like, she runs like 15 businesses.
Right.
Like, I don't think she doesn't have the capacity. I just don't think she has the time. Like, she's trying to do too many things at once. Like, Kris Jenner has like the whip down on her. Like, they're doing stuff all the time. She does not take time off. So I just don't think that she is putting the time into it. Like, if she paused her life for 4 years and wanted to do this, I feel like she probably could.
Does Kris Jenner eventually start to look like Madonna? Like, when does it all blow up? She got an A1 facelift. She got an A1 surgeon going on. She looks really good. She got an A1 surgeon.
I still wish she would make the foray into like managing sports stars. She's like the best when it comes to PR. Like, look at those girls.
She's really good. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What is their talent? And like, look at how much money they've made. So like, this is, I think it's a really fascinating discussion, because like, we'll get to Survivor picks here in a second, I promise. But it's just to like, see how much money they've made. And it's like, they're like the OG influencers, where it's like, you're not really sure what they do, but you hear about them constantly. And that's the name of the game when it comes to influencing and when it comes to being a celebrity. All right, so let's talk some football. I know you guys did not come here for Kim K talk. Let's play Survivor.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right, and we're not talking about which Kardashian is surviving, you know, at the marketplace at Sephora with their brand new products, whatever they're hawking. All right, Den, we'll have you lead off here. I know we went in reverse order. I'm sorry about that. But who do you like to win outright in the NFL this week?
So a lot of really good games this week. It was actually tough to decide. You know, I could go Thursday night tonight, because I know the Jets don't stand a chance against New England. There are some games later this week, or later in the day. You know, you get Houston and Tennessee, where, you know, we like to fade your Titans a little bit on the show. Green Bay in a bounce back spot with New York. So a lot of really good options. I decided, though, I'm going to lock in with the Chargers taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Chargers seem to have righted the ship a little bit. There was, you know, a point in the middle portion of the season, or the middle early portion of the season, in like weeks 4 through 6, where they were struggling a little bit. They seemed to righted the ship a little bit. So I like the Chargers over the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday.
I will say this week was tough for Survivor. Like, there weren't that many big favorites. So for that reason, I'm going with the one that feels very obvious. It's going against a lot of things that I normally don't like doing. Games on Thursday night and divisional matchups. But the Patriots feel like the play to me. I'm going to go with the Patriots over the Jets. All right, David. I feel like normally you don't go for the big favorites, but you're going with a big favorite this week. I'm kind of surprised.
I listen, at the end of the day, I think everybody here is on the same page. This is kind of a tough week to pick an outright winner, unless we're going with tonight's game. I mean, I'd go with tonight's game, but I'm going to stay away from that. There's some that I lean towards, but nobody really, like, outright was like, oh, yeah, until I got to the Ravens versus the Browns. I think Lamar Jackson makes all the difference here. That Browns defense is really good, but I think it's only going to probably take maybe 17 points to win this game. So I like the Ravens versus over the Browns this week. And to be quite honest, hey, the whispers in Cleveland are getting louder and louder. You might see Shedeur Sanders by the second half of this game or next week.
I feel like it is so tough for any quarterback to succeed in Cleveland. Like, I was just thinking about this because me and my husband were laughing, because there was like some talk show where they were saying like, Dylan Gabriel's just not an NFL quarterback. I'm like, well, have you seen the track record of quarterbacks in Cleveland? Like, have you seen the CVS receipt of guys who have tried to make it in Cleveland? At some point, it's probably the organization around him. And I'm not saying that like Dylan Gabriel is going to be, you know, some superstar if he goes somewhere else. It's just, do you get the point that I'm making? It just feels like Cleveland does not know what to do with quarterbacks. So it doesn't matter if it's Shedeur, if it's Dylan Gabriel. It's not an organization that I trust an offense with. And we've seen that based on the numbers this year.
Well, we've seen that. They've never given us a reason to think that they're going to be good at quarterback. Even when they paid that money to Deshaun Watson, I think everyone was like, that's going to suck. That's going to fail. There's something about it. I think it stems from the ownership. It's like a top-down situation. It stems from the ownership, and then you get to the leadership. And I actually think the coaching staff is a pretty decent coaching staff. But when you kind of force their hand a little bit to draft Shedeur Sanders, you already put them behind, because now, as David mentioned, those whispers that are going to come are going to soon then graduate to just regular speaking voice. And then that regular speaking voice is going to soon graduate to shouting. We've already seen shouting. It's just kind of like a roller coaster. People shout about Shedeur Sanders, and they get quiet about Shedeur Sanders. And they shout about Shedeur Sanders, and they go quiet about Shedeur Sanders. Well, eventually, the shouting is going to break into just full-blown screaming, like yelling, the whole nine. And it does feel like that's coming up soon here. And then, if Shedeur Sanders is not very good, they're going to backtrack and blame Cleveland.
I don't know. It feels like a losing situation. There was a time when Baker Mayfield was putting up good numbers in Cleveland, but I think it really hurt him that year that he played like injured. Like, I think he went back and said, he was like, I wanted to be like a good soldier and I wanted to go out there and play, but he wasn't doing himself any favors by going out there and playing injured because he just looked like a bad quarterback. But luckily, he has found himself a nice little home in Tampa Bay. Hour three is next on the show. We'll give you our best bets for Thursday Night Football. Jets, Patriots, big spread. How do you bet it? It's next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.